you can have a way of figuring out what that next step is by saying, what in my life or in my day do I have the most anxiety around, and how can I create a plan around that to support myself? Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys always know that I love to know what you're up to. Are you on a walk? Are you in the car? Where are we? Like, where am I talking to you? It's so much fun when you guys share in your stories where I get to go with you, because I just consider it, you know, if you're on a run, I get to count those calories. So that's awesome. Thank you. So I want to let you in on the fact that we are having conversations over on text message, especially if you are following the light pink journey. I'm really starting to show a lot of behind the scenes, what's going on, funny stuff, not so fun stuff, just everything that happens about building a business. We're sending some texts, we're doing some reels, we're doing some fun behind the scenes, just footage, and we're chatting over there. So if you want to text me, light pink, LITEPINK, to the number 310-496-8363. I'm going to give you 1 second to pause this so that you can head over. So it's 310-496-8363, and you can text the word light pink to be in that community, to find all about it, when it first runs, when you can get the first portion, when you can get the first run of light pink. You can have a portion of light pink, but I would love to chat with you over there. So something I'm thinking about today is about how so many of us do not have a plan. And that is why we are in freakout mode when we think of our dreams or when we think of something that we want to do. And I want to read you a quote. I actually read this on our Questionably Awesome this week as well. It's from Dale Carnegie. And he says, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy." So this is hitting really, really true for me right now. And, you know, probably November, December, I was waking up every night at like 2, 3, 4 a.m., just wide awake, like eyes just like blaring open, like felt like I couldn't even like keep them closed if I wanted to. And I was thinking about all of the things that I needed to do that I didn't have a plan around. And what happens is when you don't have a plan around these things, it's paralyzing. Because there's too many scenarios for your mind to go down and fantasize. And when I say fantasize, I mean typically like have a freaking nightmare session of all of these different possibilities that can happen and all of the things you need to put in place. So what happens when you get an action plan is, number one, you are in action. So you don't have as much time to think about all of these other things and make yourself feel bad that you're not doing them. So you actually start to feel really good because you have something that you're doing. It's just like, you know, when you first want to get healthy and you don't have your plan yet and you feel so guilty and you're like, why am I not doing this? And then the second that you start exercising, you're like, okay, I'm doing it. Like, you just feel better. You might still have some of those thoughts, but a lot of them are alleviated. So when you're thinking of that business plan or that business idea that you want or that thing that you want to do or that life plan, if you aren't putting in place like strategizing on the first steps of your action plan, and that's really all you can do. When we think back to how people used to break down goals, they'd be like, what's your 5-year vision or your 10-year vision? You know, I can hardly do a 1-year goal now because you can't do much more than like quarterly. So when I think of businesses, it's kind of like, let's break it down to like, what's your quarterly goal? Let's just focus on that and work backwards, because If you're working back from a 1 year goal or even a 5 year goal, it's like it is too big. So what we need to do is realize it's just not as big as we're making it. Like, I know it might feel that way, but what it comes down to is just, what are you doing that day? It's pretty crazy. Like, your big dream is just going to come down to what you decide to do that day. And the difference between people who do it and people who don't is that they're making it too big every single day. It's actually a lot smaller activities than you actually think. So with that said, what I want you to think about is, where are you feeling anxiety around? Because you probably don't have an action plan or a strategy in place. Like, if you have a lot of anxiety around your health and fitness, it may be because you don't have your routine locked down. And maybe you are trying to think about starting this business, but you might actually need that, you know, fitness routine in place first to feel good, to have the energy, because maybe you don't have the energy to do the things required right now. You know, maybe you want to start that thing, but you don't have ideas of childcare yet and what you want to do. And you haven't been spending enough time strategizing and thinking about how you can get that in place. So what is the thing that you need to focus on right now? And realizing that you do have a plan, or you can have a way of figuring out what that next step is by saying, what in my life or in my day do I have the most anxiety around, and how can I create a plan around that to support myself? Who do I need? What do I need? What could I barter? What could I do around this? You know, what could I try to figure out? How could I get really scrappy? And that's what I ask myself all the time, is like, how can I get really scrappy in figuring this out? Like, what would this person do over here? Or, you know, that's been huge for me, is reading different biographies of people who've started big businesses pretty much from their living room. Is the realization that it's never perfect. And they had to get real scrappy and figure out either how to make something work without money, like, or go raise money, or go figure out how to borrow money, or go make money somehow, or whatever that looks like. And sometimes we just don't hear enough stories. We just think, oh, I can't do it because that's not there. I don't have that network, or I don't have that money, or I don't have that strategy. And it's really breaking it down to these bite size, like, what's the thing that I have to figure out and do today? And you'll notice that your anxiety will start to go away piece by piece. Like, write it down. What are the things I have anxiety around because I don't have an action plan or a strategy? And how can I start getting one at a time? It's not going to make you feel better overnight, because you can't go out and get a strategy around everything. In fact, you're not going to be able to have a strategy for the whole thing or an action plan. You only get one action plan and strategy at a time, and then you work on the next thing. So you're making it way too big. If you're stopped, installed, it's because you're making it way bigger than it is. You are putting too much weight on one decision. You need to just go ahead and start. So I want to talk about how this actually looks, right? You put your action plan in place. And if you're stalled because you're like, this action plan may not be perfect yet, let me make sure it's perfect. It's never perfect. That's what's going to stop you. That's actually a really, really, that is not a trait of a good entrepreneur. It's not a trait of a successful person, is stalling when you're trying to get too perfect. Like, if you're a perfectionist, it's really because you have a deeper fear of something. So with that said, too many ideas. Here's how it works. Pick one plan. Pick one plan. Try to get it as close to what feels good as possible, and don't take too long on it. So pick a launch date. Have an actual goal in mind of a date that you want to launch your thing or start your thing. So make the plan, execute, gather data, tweak plan, execute, gather data, tweak plan, execute, gather data, tweak plan, execute, gather data. That's how this works. The plan is never perfect. The plan is always changing. A really big sign of a successful person is also if they are flexible. Are you adaptable? Can you change? Can you bend? Can you flex? Can you throw out ideas? Can you say that one wasn't good, or this can be better? So it's all about putting that action plan into place, not getting stuck in the perfectionism, and just going. I'm so proud of you guys. Like, I'm literally watching so many of you. You are voice messaging me. You are messaging me in the DMs, or tagging me and telling me, like, I'm doing it. Oh my God, I started that thing. Or I can't believe I just went full-time in my dream career. Or I'm taking the leap. That's it. My comfort zone is finally so uncomfortable. I can't stand it anymore. I'm leaning into the discomfort. I'm understanding that I have to create my own pain points in order to keep moving. Like, all of these amazing things. I'm so obsessed with you. You have no idea. Well, now you do, because I told you. And tag me. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was. I really love talking to you. And like I said, I want to know where you're at and all of the things, because I talk to you every week. So it's pretty cool to know who I'm talking to. All right. Until next time, earn your happy. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.